Senator Gardenhire. Good morning, welcome. And what's the answer to that question? Why would we do that?
Well, let's look at it this way.
Sure.
First of all, some of the things that you said in your introductory were just not exactly fit what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Let's look at none of these students can attend any of our colleges if there weren't for vacancies in those schools. So let's take Martin, UT Martin up in the upper Northwest. They need 2,000 students to fill up their classrooms. Why sit them vacant? Why not let somebody pay tuition to go to those schools, number one? Number two, let's look at it this way. If somebody doesn't have a high school degree, anybody, it doesn't matter who it is, they're going to cost the taxpayers over $33,000 a year for the rest of their life.
If they don't have a high school degree?
If they don't have a high, they're going to take benefits out of the system that all of us American taxpayers are paying to supplement them. If they don't have a high school, it doesn't matter if they're black, white, Latino, whatever. Wait a minute, let me finish now.
Sure.
If they have a high school, it drops down to 30. If they have some college, it drops down to 28. If they have a college degree, it doesn't matter if it's in basket weaving or nuclear science, they're going to flip that thing around. They're going to pay over $15,000 a year for the rest of their life in taxes, more than they take out. So if people think that these individuals are a drain on society or whatever, then plug the dadgum drain. Now, let's go back this way. They have to be, we've already educated them through K-12. We've already made that investment in them.
Right. We're required to.
We're required to. We do it. We've spent the money. And now what are you going to tell somebody who's got a four-point average with valedictorian of their class? Sorry, you got to go flip hamburgers.
No, now, you tell them they pay the out-of-state tuition just like their neighbors from Alabama.
Why would you care about Alabama?
Well, I don't. Why would I care about illegal immigrants more than I care about an American citizen?
Well, they're not Tennesseans, Alabamans.
Well, then an illegal immigrant is not a Tennessean either. They are, I don't know, a Colombian or a Mexican or something.
Why are you trying to help somebody from Alabama?
I'm not trying to help somebody from Alabama. I'm asking
Let me clarify the question.
You don't understand.
No, you didn't clarify your question. You said people from Alabama will come. I said, who cares about Alabama? I don't care about Alabama. I cheer for Tennessee.
Right.
Why in the world would you care for somebody from Alabama? These kids are here. These are children. Now, let me tell you something. They didn't come here. Think about this. Their parents brought them here. When they were young, they could either stand at the border and they could raise their hands up and they could say, Mom, Dad, you go to the land of milk and honey. I'm going to stay over here in poverty and crime and everything else in Mexico or Guatemala or wherever they're from.
Right.
Because I'm 4 years old and I understand the rule of law. They're going to follow their parents. If you want to punish their parents, fine, go punish them. I can't believe anybody in America, anybody in Tennessee is willing or even thinking about punishing children for something the parents did.
Okay, first of all, we're not.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself for even thinking about it.
Sir, I'm not proposing to punish them. I'm proposing
yes,
to
are.
Treat
you're
them.
Denying them. You're denying them the ability to pay.
Well, you're not letting me finish a thought. So how do you know what I'm thinking? I'm wondering why.
I know what you said.
Apparently not. I'm asking you, if you'll let me finish, you'll hear what I said. I'm asking you why we should give illegal immigrants preferred immigration status if we don't give other U.S. citizens preferred immigration status. Why do we prefer the illegal immigrants living in Tennessee? Why do we accommodate them more than we do other U.S. citizens?
Well, I don't care about other U.S. citizens. I care about the people in Tennessee. That's exactly what you said a while ago, and I've been trying to correct your wrong assumptions. I don't care about somebody living in Alabama, California, New Jersey, or wherever. I care about the people in Tennessee. I care about educating the children in Tennessee so they can pay taxes, be role models for their community, our community, assimilate themselves into our society. Look, This thing has gone on for generations. First, everybody didn't like the Irish Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
That went on until the 60s of 1960s and 65. Now, you're probably not old enough to remember that.
I don't believe they came here illegally, did they? I don't believe they violated the immigration laws to come here illegally. I believe they came under the immigration laws that were present at the time. That's the only beef we have here.
You're missing my point.
Well, no, you're accusing me of discriminating against a nationality or something like that. Nobody's trying to discriminate against a nationality. We're just trying to enforce the.
Just because you're trying to talk through me like you do everybody else. But let me tell you something, buddy. That ain't gonna work with me. Now you've got to listen to what I'm saying, try to cut me off. You think you want to read my mind, you better go pick up another book.
Not trying to read your mind, sir. I'm trying to understand why want to give preferred tuitions.
You don't have the ability to understand what I'm saying, okay? Let's just make that point right off the bat.
Wow.
You don't want to understand
why
what
are you
I'm
so
saying.
Angry with me? Why? What?
Well,
what are you so upset
to
about?
Talk to me. I'm not upset. You're the one doing shouting and screaming, not me.
Oh, really? Maybe we should go listen to the tape and see who interrupted who the most and who sounds the angriest.
I'll be happy to send the tape to you. I cannot believe that you would even want to take out anything or keep children. That's the idea, children, from getting an education in this state of Tennessee. Why would you want to do that? Why would anybody want to do that?
Why would anybody want to get I didn't know we were talking about educating children in Tennessee. I thought we were talking about giving preferred tuition status to illegal immigrant college students.
We're not giving preferred. Look, we're talking about educating children. That's all this is, educating children. You can wrap it around whatever flag you want to. This is about educating children. And why in the world you or anybody else would not want to do that? Absolutely boggles my mind. Now, let me tell you one thing. You talk about Republicans this and Republicans that. Who are the three icons of the Republican conservative movement in the whole history of the world? Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan, and Jack Kemp.
Who's the leader of the Republican Party right now? His name is Donald Trump, I believe.
Are you going to let me finish, or are you going to interrupt me? Every
time? I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Okay. Say, I accept your apology for one. Who are the icons in the conservative Republican movement in the whole history of the world? Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan, and Jack Kemp. Mm-hmm. All three of them had this same type of plan that they wanted to push forward to help children, no matter who they were, get educated and put them out in society and let them be a taxpaying people. That's what I'm trying to do.
And I'm wondering at what point we quit providing even more incentives for people of other countries to simply ignore our immigration laws in pursuit of the American dream. We're forced to give them a free K-12 education, and now we want to give them a big tuition break on their college tuition too, instead of charging them. And now you're talking over me just like I did over you, so you can apologize to me. I'll wait for you. Thank you. And now we want to give them preferred tuition. Tennessee citizens do not pay the full tuition cost to go to school. We get a break because they're Tennessee citizens. Alabama citizens pay a full tuition price to go to Tennessee schools. Illegal immigrants used to pay the full tuition price. I don't think we're demonizing Alabama residents, and I don't think we demonize illegal immigrants by making them pay the full price of their tuition. And I'll let you have the last word.
Okay, number one, you're wrong on your assumption, because there's a lot of Alabama students, Kentucky students, Georgia students, Arkansas students, Mississippi students, Virginia students, North Carolina students that come to our schools and pay in-state tuition. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. I'm sorry you're so angry with me. I'm not angry with
I'm
you
not
at
angry.
All.
I'm not angry. I just don't like somebody talking through me like you do. You can get away with it with your other guests, but you can't get away with it with me.
Well, you talked through me as much as I did you, and I will send you the
even.
Tape.
Then
and,
we're even.
Well,
then we're even.
I don't think so, but you're the one who demanded an apology for it, so I thought maybe you would want to do the same. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a great day. I'm going to have a great day.
I am too. Thank you. 6:46, Nashville's Morning News, and we'll be back after Right Now Traffic. Well, that was fun. Didn't you think so? Ken, didn't you think that was fun?